Welcome to the Ready Set Crypto Podcast. Do you expect us to talk? Aye, you'll be shaken and stirred. Now meet your hosts, Doc and Mav.
Views and opinions heard on the Ready Set Crypto Podcast are not necessarily the opinion of this company nor its management. Material on this program is for general information only and should not be taken as specific investment, tax, or legal advice. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Ready Set Crypto Podcast, episode number 3. In today's session, I'm going to take you on a journey through the 5 stages of the crypto bear market. If you're listening to this, you're acutely aware that the crypto market has been in the grip of a relentless bear market since the beginning of 2018. And if you're like most investors, you're confused and unsure of what to do next. Your assets are probably worth somewhere around 30% of what you paid for them at the top of the rally in 2017. And it's so bad that you're considering closing your account and moving back to mutual funds. Well, guess what? You and millions of your closest crypto friends will probably make the wrong decision at the exact wrong moment. You're about to become what's bluntly referred to as the dumb money. It's really not your fault. You won't intentionally do this. However, it's programmed into your DNA, and only through education and experience can you flip this herd behavior in your favor and become part of the smart money. Look, nature and society has wired us from the womb to make the wrong decisions in this type of situation. Think about it. The first words that you remember hearing as a child is, "Look both ways before crossing the street. Wear a helmet. Buckle your seatbelt." Look, it's great to be safe and no one likes to injure themselves on purpose, but this focus on safety reinforces those responses in what's called the dinosaur brain. Those fight or flight reactions to danger that we're all genetically programmed to respond with. We want to embrace the things that feel comfortable and avoid the things that present risk. Well, you probably exhibited this behavior when you first got into crypto, asking somebody in the know, "Hey, what's the safest coin that I can buy?" Humans are particularly bad at trying to lock in small gains while letting losing trades extend. And that's known in the business as eating like a bird and crapping like an elephant. Again, you're wired to make the wrong decisions. And this is why dealing with bear markets is so difficult for us. And also why we make such bad decisions during them. Investing for profit is about managing risk. Without risk, there is no reward. Have you seen the interest rate of a savings account lately? And the risk-reward equation gets really out of whack at the top of a long rally and the bottom of a bear market. So let's discuss what a bear market is, why they happen, what drives them lower, how and when do they recover? And lastly, how can we use them for our benefit? We start the bear market from stage 1, what I call the parabolic tail. Bear markets always begin paradoxically from an extraordinary rally. And not just any rally, mind you, but a super rally that has an almost infinite vertical slope going straight up. Every news article that you see will be about this asset, written in a glowing tone. Everyone's talking about it. The only fear is the fear of missing out, also known as FOMO. People are desperate to open their accounts, transfer funds, and get started. They invest nearly all of their account, and there are no risk controls nor stops added because everyone knows that it's going higher. In the rear view mirror of time, you can look back on these events and scoff, "Well, everybody knew that it would crash," but that's just not true. What goes high can go much higher during these final blow-off events. Few would have predicted Bitcoin to rise 20 times in the course of 1 year. In fact, most of the gains come right at the very end, as anyone daring to short that market early gets squeezed out and must buy back their short positions to close them, which adds further fuel to the fire. And tons of new money comes in to chase the market higher. These conditions create what I call the parabolic tail on the chart, as the price arcs into the sky. Those with experience will note this behavior and start distributing their inventory into the move, with most happy to take it off their hands. However, it's nearly impossible to call the very top. Any concrete sell signals will be widely ignored because the masses are chugging the Kool-Aid at this point. It takes a very disciplined, firm hand to objectively read the sell signals and act on them. And even if you have decades of trading experience, it's still nearly impossible to call the top with any accuracy when it runs away like this. The vast majority will not heed these warnings and will brush them aside. The herd tends to think and act together, mostly because they get all their information from the same sources. Consequently, everyone knows that the next dip will be bought. When everyone sees the same thing and everyone agrees on what will happen next, this collective herd is almost always wrong. And this leads to stage two, which is distribution and disbelief. The bear begins with a loud bang that I call the shot across the bow. This is an old naval term that referred to a cannon shot intentionally placed over the enemy's bow as a warning before the next shot would be fired in anger for effect. And this is what happens to the market in question. When out of nowhere, a very rapid sell-off or distribution of inventory occurs that takes people by surprise. This is that warning shot. The first reaction to this is usually a bounce higher, as of course every dip has been bought up to this point, and no one sees any reason why this one won't create the same result. But it does, as a lower high in price is usually printed. This confuses investors because all of the media and press is still pushing the bullish narrative, and those pushing a warning message are tuned out. The headlines that speak to what people want are the ones that will produce the greatest number of clicks. So the financial media continues to pump the upside. But that lower high in price is soon followed by a lower low, and the market is in real trouble at this point as it tumbles into a primary downtrend. Yet few understand that risk. The majority of investors are still caught up in the wake turbulence of the upside bull, so there is genuine disbelief that the price is going lower now, which spawns further confusion. People are still relying on the financial media for guidance and direction, and they don't understand why prices are going lower, and their account balance is dropping when this market was just being pumped days ago. Most retail traders are starting to feel a little nervous by this time, and oddly enough, they feel betrayed at this point, as if someone owes them something. And that leads to stage three, which is disgust and the dogpile. Eventually, the market drops enough that the bear becomes the lead narrative with respect to the market. Financial media outlets, who were just weeks ago triumphantly pumping this market, have now flipped sides and fanned the flames of discord. Clickbait titles like Bitcoin Crash and How Low Can It Go cause people to tune in and click on news about this moving train wreck. They dogpile on specific coins because, once again, investors are desperate for any kind of news and guidance. Where the catalyst for clicks and ratings was greed just weeks ago, now it's fear. And that can be a stronger emotion to move markets. Investors no longer look at their account balances, where just weeks ago they would refresh their blockfolio on their cell phone just about every minute. Now it never gets opened. This is where we see the true disgust phase. You're disgusted by the sell-off. You're disgusted that you didn't get out because everyone was shouting HODL everywhere, and now you're left holding the bags. This leads us to stage four, abandonment, false hopes, and capitulation. In this next stage of the bear, it looks as though all hope is gone as we start to see abandonment. Former evangelists of this coin or market tiptoe quietly out the back door, having written their last, "For God's sake, HODL!" post on Twitter. Investors abandon the market thinking that it is now dead. They want to pull what little funds that they have left before they go to zero. During this time, small but intense rallies materialize. These are also known as bear market rallies. They come when everyone is short and some news event or catalyst forces them to cover, where they have to buy back their short holdings. Dip buyers pick up on the move and accelerate it higher. These small rallies only last for a couple of weeks before the sellers return and dash the hopes of those few remaining longs. The ironic thing is that as long as the market is content with slowly grinding lower, seeing occasional relief rallies and then selling down again, it will not recover in this mode anytime soon. Something truly drastic has to shock this market out of its senses so that everyone bails on it. And whatever catalyst comes along to cause this, the eventual goal is this capitulation, where the remaining masses finally lose it and sell out. This causes a waterfall decline, which is very rapid and with high volume, and often takes the shape of an actual waterfall as the price rapidly crashes lower. These are unmistakable and leave a definitive signature, more like a smoke signal that can be seen for miles. When the real capitulation comes, it's like watching a slow-motion train wreck. There are no survivors. The remaining weak hands sell into the low, and of course the financial media is fanning the flames because the lower that this market goes, the more that people frantically click on their content looking for news about why this is happening and for confirmation that it might bounce. And no confirmation is coming, because the financial media enjoys their highest ratings during this period as long as they keep providing shock articles that entertain but provide little real value with such titles as, "Could it go to zero?" At this point, if you polled 100 investors, you'd be hard-pressed to find any that were optimistic on seeing higher prices in the near term. And this is precisely the right combination that needs to emerge for the next stage to take hold. And that is stage 5, accumulation and disbelief. Without warning, the market begins to rally, and rally hard with investors everywhere snapping up coins left and right like there's no tomorrow. But no one that you know is on board. The majority of investors sit on the sideline with their arms folded, scoffing, "Yeah, like that's going anywhere. This is just a sucker's rally." The vast majority of investors refuse to enter this rally because, well, they know that this will just lead into another failed attempt at a recovery. They can't take the pain anymore, and they honestly just can't afford for their hopes to be dashed yet again. And the media is confirming their bias with claims that, well, this is a low volume, little conviction rally, etc. And it will be a low volume rally because no one is on board. Remember, devastating downside action serves the best interests of the financial media because they enjoy their highest ratings at this point. So they continue serving up a big old dose of FUD at every chance during this period with titles like, "Well, a really smart investor that we interviewed says that this rally will fail." But the rally keeps on going and going, and yet no one has the courage to, number one, admit that they were wrong selling out at the bottom, and number two, enter long at this point, because they know that as soon as they enter, the price will probably drop. This is the disbelief stage, as no one can believe that it's rallying. It doesn't make any sense, mostly because everyone has been programmed to believe that this rally will fail like the rest. And the price is running counter to all of the logically constructed arguments that the media is publishing. Eventually, within a couple of months, and double-digit percentage gains later, the market enters the next stage, which is called acceptance, where everyone generally agrees that the next leg up has begun, and if they could just please get a pullback, they would enter. Unfortunately, no pullback is forthcoming, which leads to the next parabolic rally, fear of missing out, as retail investors once again chase the market higher, led by a new pack of investors that missed out on the fun the last time. And the pattern repeats all over again, with the financial media beating the drum and carrying the flag from the top of the hill, shouting from the hilltop to enter at the top, at which point this entire pattern repeats all over again. Well, I have a question for you. Did you recognize any of these stages? Every bubble in asset prices will go through these stages as prices rise and later fall due to how people process risk, look for certainty, and behave as part of a herd. Here's the thing. You can read about this process, you can understand it, you can agree that these stages make sense to you, but not until you actually own an asset that passes through these stages will you truly understand how difficult and taxing a bear market can be on your psyche. You can know precisely what to do, and you will still second guess every decision that you make. No other type of market condition is as difficult to trade as the bear. We saw this with tech stocks back in 2000. We saw this with real estate in 2007. We saw it with silver in 2010, Bitcoin in 2013, and again in 2017. We'll see it with future assets as well. Year after year, asset after asset. After you've gone through this cycle a few times yourself, you'll start to begin to notice the same things. Now, you might be asking yourself, well, if these conditions are so repetitive and so well known, why wouldn't a bot trader or some other algorithm be able to take advantage of the bear? Well, they can, although a human that owns that account still has to let the bot be free to do what it does best, and that can be the biggest challenge. We always get in the way. By far, the most difficult stage to endure for any investor is the one where the greatest opportunity is to be found, the capitulation stage, and that leads to that disbelief rally. If you've been taking notes to this point and are starting to prepare yourself for this stage to show up someday in crypto, prepare to do it alone. There is a reason why no one is on board for the relief rally, because it goes against everything we've ever learned about staying safe in our own personal lives. Well, at this point, you're probably asking, well, this is great, but where do we go from here? Well, I think it's wise for everyone who wants to invest in financial markets to become a student of them, and by that I mean to study how herd behavior influences price and creates the peaks and troughs through supply and demand. It is a fascinating business because I've had to unlearn everything about how I thought markets operated and learn how price really moves. None of this will make logical sense at first, which generally drives people nuts as they start to tangle with markets the first time, and they find out that 1 plus 1 does not equal 2. It's difficult to explain to someone who is trading for the first time and sees a coin sell off after good news is released, yet skyrockets a week later when bad news hits the wire. It doesn't make sense. So starting today, look at the current bear market with a new appreciation. Understand that it's just a series of stages that must be followed, and none can be skipped. Financial markets will always cause the majority of investors to make decisions counter to their own best interest, even though they believe that they are doing just that by trying to protect themselves from loss. You'll know that you're on your way as an investor when you stare down the approaching freight train of a capitulation move and start to accumulate inventory at bargain prices, while everyone else has their head in the sand and is waiting for the storm to blow over. So consider joining us in our daily commentary at Ready, Set, Crypto, as we constantly evaluate these different stages, almost like it's a movie that we've seen before. Learn how to separate yourself from the herd and make the bear your friend and not your enemy like so many others are. After all, you can't trade the market that you want, only the one that you have. Make it work for you.